Listener Margie Herring wrote, as you consider programming to fill aging programs, enough with car talk, or retired programs like Prairie Home, or repetitive programming, please give thoughts to introducing a less-than-accessible perspective. Several years ago, NPR conducted its own voice audit and recognized that its voices of color were frequently less than ethnic-sounding, and thus began its code-switch programming in earnest. As communities reconsider our country's progress, or lack thereof, in race relations, an authentic and accessible black perspective would be valuable. Tavis Smiley comes to mind, but surely there are others to consider. I thank Margie for her comment. It's certainly worth investigation, and I am familiar with the Tavis Smiley program. I also told her that she may be interested to know that NPR has announced that next year will be the last year for Car Talk. It will run as a best-of show through September 2017. Producer Doug Berman wrote to stations yesterday, while listening is still huge by any measure, today Car Talk still has more than 2.6 million listeners a week. We are starting to see some slippage in listenership, and we recognize that while Car Talk has been an enormous part of public radio's past and present, it is not public radio's future. It's a historically important program, but it's destined to become a nostalgic pleasure, even if a great one. We're eager not to overstay our welcome with our audience or our stations. And he added, Tom and his brother came to public radio when it was stiff and academic and formal and largely irrelevant to most Americans. And by being entirely and unselfconsciously themselves, they broke our medium open for real voices and real people who turned out to be much more interesting, informative, and entertaining than the canned people we thought our listeners wanted. All of us who have created programming in Tom and Ray's wake owe both of them a deep debt of gratitude. Listener Eileen wrote, please, could you turn down the music being played while someone is speaking? Your 5 to 6 a.m. segment is especially bad, making it very difficult to hear the cultural calendar, for example. I notice that when the underwriter's spiels are given, that the music is not drowning out the speaker. I appreciate the opportunity to make a comment. Thank you. I wrote to Eileen that since completing installation of our new Audio Vault control software, we've been looking through our operations to see if we can correct some of these problems inherent in the older system. This will help us identify a problem. Here are some more comments that came in during our recent stealth drive. Listener Jonathan wrote, thanks. I love Invisibilia, Car Talk, Prairie Home Companion, Radio Lab, All Songs Considered. My one negative comment is the theme song for Coastline is terrible. It makes me think of a science fiction movie. LOL. Joanne wrote, thanks for continuing to provide a mix of national NPR, Diane Rehm, News, Fresh Air, Science Friday, local North Carolina, Coastline and State of Things, and evening music. I usually skip Here and Now. It's too much fluff. Tom wrote, we just moved to North Carolina and are ecstatic to find a quality public radio station. Daniel wrote, hands down, the best news source available. Thank you. We'd love to hear from you on Friday Feedback. You can send an email message to feedback@whqr.org, or you can leave us a call at 910-292-9477. And many thanks, as always, for your feedback.